There aren't any Oompa Loompas or chocolate rivers, but the Rivian plant in Normal has a bit of a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory vibe to it. Very few people on the outside know what's going on in there. That's about to change. Next month, the Economic Development Council will get its first will give its first formal report card to local officials who gave Rivian tax breaks to buy the old Mitsubishi plant. The public will also likely get its first look at Rivian's first vehicle, a truck, in the coming months. With the company still not saying much, GLT's Ryan Denham talks to electric vehicle experts about Rivian's prospects and its competition.
When Rivian Automotive bought the shuttered Mitsubishi Motors plant in Normal, the company's mystique was part of the excitement. Who is this MIT grad who wants to build electric vehicles here? What will the cars look like? Will it be like Tesla? 1 year later, Rivian is still a bit of a mystery, but not without good reason. GLT interviews with electric vehicle experts across the country reveal a hyper-competitive industry where startups regularly miss deadlines and often never reach full-scale production. And Rivian's founder and CEO, RJ Scaringe, has said he learned the value of silence after his company dramatically changed course 6 years ago, the same pivot that brought him to Normal. Here's Chelsea Sexton, a well-known EV advocate and industry watcher.
Some people respect them more because they're not shouting from the rooftops before they actually have something to say. So it's not necessarily a bad thing that Rivian's been quiet, but we do look forward to seeing what it is they've actually been doing all this time.
Rivian hasn't been completely silent. In December, the company revealed that its first vehicle will be a 5-passenger truck introduced in 2020, followed by a 7-passenger SUV. That's the same timeline laid out by Scaringe last year, when he said Rivian's first vehicle would begin production in 2019 and be sold in 2020. Here's a recent online video released by Rivian.
Soon after, we will launch new options for how you drive, own, and maintain your vehicle, and transform how you experience and explore the world. Fully connected, highly refined, incredibly capable. Rivian.
The public still hasn't seen the so-called adventure vehicles. Some Bloomington Normal officials say they've ridden in a prototype. Three pending applications filed by Rivian with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in the past year hint at what the vehicles may look like. One patent application shows a shape-shifting EV truck that can change its cargo-carrying capability based on a driver's needs, such as commercial deliveries or a pop-up roof for camping. In one patent application, Rivian says that conventional EVs have relatively low rates of utilization and are structurally and technologically limited in their applicability to different types of users. A reconfigurable vehicle would remedy that, Rivian says. Scaringe has not been available for media interviews recently. A spokesperson says he'll likely do some interviews in February. Rivian tweeted for just the first time last week. In a statement to GLT, Rivian spokesperson Samantha Flynn says the company is on target for its 2020 timeline. Flynn says Rivian has hired its core staff to maintain and evaluate the plant, grounds, equipment, and systems. She says the process is evaluating the production equipment is well underway, and the company is now determining the modifications required to make the plant production ready. One reason why Bloomington Normal is anxious to learn more about Rivian is because taxpayers have skin in the game. Unit 5 schools, the town of Normal, and other taxing bodies have agreed to a 5-year 100% property tax abatement if Rivian meets certain hiring and plant investment thresholds. The town of Normal also agreed to provide Rivian a $1 million grant once Rivian invests $20 million of its own in the plant. Rivian is also on track to receive nearly $50 million in state tax credits for the creation of 1,000 jobs over 10 years. If those jobs do materialize, Rivian would be one of McLean County's top 10 largest employers. To get the tax breaks, Rivian must provide local and state officials proof they've met those hiring and investment requirements. Rivian has provided the Bloomington Normal EDC with paperwork on expenditures and improvements for 2017. Kyle Hamm with the EDC says he expects to formally brief local taxing bodies on Rivian's performance sometime in February. During an interview on GLT's Sound Ideas in 2016, Scaringe said the Bloomington Normal community, not just the physical plant, won him over.
The community that surrounds this facility is really something special. If you look at other plants within the Midwest region and areas that have been affected by other plants shutting down or manufacturing moving out of the area, you don't have this level of energy, and you don't have this level of progressive thinking. And the town that surrounds this facility is just phenomenal.
Normal City Manager Mark Peterson says Bloomington Normal community leaders will likely visit Rivian's vehicle development facility outside Detroit sometime this spring. He says he's encouraged Rivian to provide an update to the community sometime earlier this year.
People are just curious, and they're supportive, but they really want to know what's going on out there. And there's a lot, I think there's a lot to talk about, because they have been working very hard the past 12 months. And I think, you know, some of the result of that hard work will become apparent fairly soon.
2018 could be a big year for EVs. Tesla is expected to ramp up production of its first mass market EV, the hotly anticipated Model 3. Jaguar, Audi, and Hyundai are also releasing new cars. Brett Smith from the Center for Automotive Research says there's a lot of hype around EVs, but that doesn't make the hype empty.
There's a lot of challenges between now and a mass market electric vehicle fleet. But things are happening, and it's really a fascinating time to watch this industry because of companies like Rivian, because of guys like RJ who are creative, trying to push things, thinking outside the box, forcing the big industry to think outside the box and come up with solutions. It's just a lot of fun to watch. I'm not sure how successful a lot of these companies will be, but they're really making the industry think, and I think in the long run, making them change.
I'm Ryan Denham.
In a statement, Rivian says it's already begun supporting local community initiatives. The startup says it's donated forklifts to several school districts and the Midwest Food Bank. It has also hosted the Ecology Action Center's Household Hazardous Waste Collection event and BN Beyond the Business Luncheon last summer. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.